We're in Simin Kuf Aleph. We're up to Sif Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dal, and we will be completing the entire Simin. Now, we just learned the halacha that one is not to raise his voice during davening. If he cannot have kavana otherwise, then he can raise it, but not betzibur, only in private. By the way, what's the halacha if someone just cannot have kavana without davening out loud? He's going to have to daven at home. He can't daven with betzibur. Whereas, if he'd like to daven alone so that he can daven out loud so he can have more kavanah, that the Mishtabur sees as being improper. Says the Mechaber now, Yeshomrim, Shabarash Hashanah, the Yom Kippur, Mutar Lashmia Kola Betfila Afilu Betzibur. Some say that on Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, it is mutar to raise your voice during davening, because everyone has a machzor in front of him anyway, so that you're not going to be disturbing anybody. Hagav V'chei Nohagim. Says the Ramah, that is the minig. One should not raise his voice too much. What's the reason for it? Because then he is like the Nevi'e Habal that we read in the Pasuk, Vayikru B'kol Gadol, the Maisa with Eliyahu HaNavi. It made it sound like the gods wouldn't hear them without them screaming. We're not like that. The halach is a shliach tzibur, though, is allowed to daven as loud as he wants to be ma'or kavana, but not if he's just showing off how powerful his voice is. In all cases, the halach is, even in Yomim Noroim, the Magen Avraham says, for a yachid, it's ideal that he not raise his voice during davening. Siv Dalad, yachol hispalel b'chol loshen sheyirtzeh. It is mutter to daven in any language that one wants to, that pleases one. Now, first of all, the mitzvah min amufkur is still to daven in Lashon Kodesh. The Chassam Sofer says that even if one has to daven in another language, because he understands that, that's only a matter of akroy, it's only a matter of something where as a temporary measure. Whereas to be koveya a tzibur that davens in a different language, where the Chazar is a shatz in a different language, the Chassam Sofer says that that is a pirtza. One should not do that. The Mishtabur brings down that what then became the minhag, they davened in the local tongue, and then they started tampering with the Nusach HaTfilah, and those that doubted Mashiach's coming left out the bracha of Kibbutz Golias, and it got worse and worse. So, of course, what we're talking about is just an individual who does not know what he's talking about in Hebrew, would like to daven, say, in a language that he understands. There the halacha is it's permissible, with the tenai, of course, that he understands that other language. The halacha is that you're yotzin Lashon Kodesh, whether or not you understand the language, whereas in any other language, you're only yotze if you understand exactly what you're talking about. What happens if in the case of somebody who feels that he's really just not going to have any kavana unless he davens in a different language? The Magen Avraham brings a sefer chassidim that you're better off davening in the language that you understand. The brewer brings from a different sefer chassidim that's only if he's doing it l'shem shamayim. The reason being that we have to appreciate that the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah who composed the Nusach of Shmoneh Esrei made sure to include in it all different sodas, including the words, the letters, and that when we're davening in another language, we lose out on all of that. So in order to benefit from what the Anshei Knesset HaGdolah did when they composed the Shmoneh Esrei, you should really be davening in the language that they composed. A translation is only second best. So really, if someone is mechavan l'shem shemayim, it's the only way that he's really going to have kavan in his tefillah, he could. But ultimately, he should learn the Lashon Kodesh with the meaning of it. Further, the mechaber now deals with the issue of the language that one davens in order to have his tefillah accepted. V'hani mili b'tzibur, aval b'yochad lo yispala lo b'lashon ha-kodesh. This opinion holds that an individual, a yochid, without a minyan, should never daven in anything other than Hebrew, because this opinion holds that the malachim only understand Hebrew, not any other language. When you're davening b'tzibur, you need no intermediaries. When you're davening b'yechidus, without the malachim taking your tefillahs up, they won't get there. As a result of that, you must daven in the language that the malachim understands, and this opinion holds that the malachim only understand Hebrew. Some say that when is it that a yochid must daven only in Hebrew, that in Lashon Kodesh, that's only when he's davening for something specific, using his own nusach. Aval tefillah hakfua letzibur, when we're dealing with the Shmoneh Esrei, the tefillah that is kavu in the tzibur, afilu yochel yochel yomer b'chaloshen, because that is something, that is somewhat of a tefillah b'tzibur. V'yesh omen daf yochel kisheshol tzrochav yochelisho b'chaloshen shiyur tzachutz milosh narami. This opinion holds that the malachim actually understand other languages. It is just Lashon Arami that is a Lashon Maguna. It is just Aramaic that they don't understand. So a Yachid can daven even his own tefillah, even something that is not the Nusach HaTefillah, can daven in any language other than Aramaic. Now, the Mishnah Berurah says that a Yachid should not even daven the Nusach HaTefillah in Aramaic when he's on his own. Therefore, a Yachid does not say Yekum Purkan or anything else that is in Aramaic that is dafka to be said B'tzibur.